So, in order to make it sturdy and secure and serve the purpose you want it to, it has to be stapled from top to bottom.
Well, what about around your house?
We had a what we call a paling fence.
Paling fence?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Well, it's a little thin flat boards that were shaped in a V shape at the top.
Uh-huh.
And that went around our house. And then we had a gate, an iron gate, with sort of not an iron gate, but a steel gate, which was silver colored, sort of. And mm-hmm. it had a large, when it shut, it made a large noise. You could always tell when someone was coming in, you know. But I can remember the paling fence.
I never heard of it. I guess the outside of the house was covered with boards.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Were they the kind that overlapped?
It wasn't the clapboard, you know. I think of the wide overlapping boards as being clapboard.
Yeah, yeah.
This was just a white, rather narrow boards.
Mm-hmm.
I've only heard that type of house referred to as a frame house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We talk
mm-hmm.
about brick houses and stone houses and frame houses.
Mm-hmm.
And this was just a plain white. I do think, though, even though the boards were much narrower than they use in clapboard houses now, that they did overlap slightly.
Somewhat.
Yes, it did. Sometimes you find the groove in there instead of the overlapping. But this overlapped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that it did.
Well, how high would the ceilings be?
Oh, no, the ceilings were high. I think, I'm sure they were 10 feet high.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah. Because this is 9, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this is 8. Isn't mm-hmm. This room has 8 feet.
I think it's 8.
Yes, I think
I'm
it is.
Sure.
Well, I'm sure it was 9, maybe 10. Because I can remember that the ceilings were high. Higher in the foyer in the living room than they were in the bedrooms.
Oh.
About a foot higher, I can remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, you never had any chickens, did you?
Yes. Yes. They're dummy eggs, but
yeah.
What do they call them? There is a name.
Yeah.
And I've heard that referred to. What do they call it? But I've seen them too, because we've had them.
They would look like eggs. Well,
they look like eggs, but they.
What were they made of?
Well, they weren't hard. I mean, they were firm, but not heavy.
Oh yeah.
Not extremely heavy. Maybe paper mache. I have no idea.
I was wondering if they ever made anything like that out of China.
They could have.
You know,
they could have. I'll ask my mother about that.
Yeah, what they
used to make those dummy eggs, for
yeah.
want of a better word.
Yeah, yeah.
From, but they used those in the nest. That's right.
Yeah. Well, you did have China.
Yes.
That's what
place. Yes.
Uh huh.
Yes, we did.
Would be made of.
Uh-huh.
Now, what would you use to carry water in?
A pail.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what would that be made out of?
Aluminum.
That would be aluminum.
Yes.
Now, if it were wooden, would you still call it a pail?
A water bucket. Some of them refer to it as water bucket.
Uh-huh.